Do you ever feel like manifestation is just another thing on your to-do list that you don't have time for? Like your spiritual practice is something that you have to do? Honestly, you're not alone because I felt that way too. Something that's really changed my relationship with manifestation is blending it into my lifestyle so that no matter what I'm doing, I'm also manifesting. I call this manifestation as a lifestyle, and it single-handedly made the entire manifestation journey more enjoyable for me, and I've seen my desires show up with a lot more ease. Manifesting as a lifestyle has made manifestation go from feeling like a task to something I just naturally do because it's who I am. If you'd like to learn more about this, I've created a step-by-step guide for you. I'll link it in my show notes so you can check it out. Hey, love, welcome to Affirm It Express, the mini series within the podcast that's all about giving you a quick spiritual boost. In each episode, I'll share affirmations or a quick tip to help you stay in your best energy. So let's get to the good stuff and affirm it together. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Affirm It Express. Today is a topic I love, which is up-leveling into the next version of yourself. Now, when it comes to actually experiencing and undergoing an up-level, it can feel like there is a lot of kind of turmoil. You feel a little bit guilty. You feel like you're leaving behind something that's so familiar. And it can be a really interesting process to navigate because it kind of feels like everything is going wrong. Because to that version of yourself, you are shedding it. You are experiencing that death and rebirth cycle. And for a version of you who doesn't know what's coming, that is scary. Your ego can't always understand and process those death and rebirth cycles. So I have some affirmations to help you. If you are going into a new version of yourself, you can feel it. It's a little bit sticky, but it's extra exciting. These affirmations are here to serve you. So the first one is, with love, I leave behind the previous version of myself. It is so important to be comfortable leaving behind that previous version of yourself because we want to kind of hold on to certain aspects of ourselves. But a lot of the times, like, we leave behind parts of ourselves that we used to love, and maybe we still love them, but they might not be serving us anymore. So it's not an act of I'm not good enough or that version of me isn't good. It's just, it's time for a new set of experiences and energies. So doing so as you're up-leveling with love, not through judgment, not through distaste or kind of just being rude to that version of yourself. Honestly, do it with a sense of, oh my gosh, I love that. And I leave them behind, but literally with only love. The next one is, I welcome the new version of myself and accept all that comes with this version of her. Now, if her doesn't resonate with you, please shift it. I wrote this from my own perspective, so I will be just repeating it as her, but you're welcome to change it to whatever kind of pronoun resonates with you. And so I chose this one because I think it's so important to realize that once you step into a new version of yourself, there's going to be new things for you to work through, new limiting beliefs, new patterns for you to unlearn, new beliefs to reprogram. And it's kind of like, oh my gosh, is this work ever going to end? But it's like, no, that's kind of the whole point of life. And that ties very closely into our next affirmation. But just reminding yourself that as you up-level, you are up-leveling into a new version of yourself, and you're going to be repeating the cycle again. So being a little bit more consciously accepting of the different things that might come up. Maybe you're triggered by totally new things that you haven't ever been triggered by, or that you were triggered by like four versions ago. So giving yourself that space to be however you need to be and learn whatever you need to learn with this new version of yourself. And the last one is, I'm at peace with the fact that life is a repetitive cycle of evolution and I enjoy the entire process of it. This is exactly kind of what I was just talking about, where this version of growing, outgrowing, it's never going to stop. That is the point of our life. And if you are not evolving and not changing, you're actually staying the same. So the whole point is to keep evolving and keep growing and transforming and shedding and rebirthing. And it's a beautiful, beautiful process. And if you notice yourself kind of feeling frustrated with why do I have more work to do, the work is never done. You just have to fall in love with the work and there is no way around it. Trust me, I have tried. I have spent so much time trying to kind of bypass the work and it doesn't kind of work that way. I've tried and don't waste the time I did. I tried as an experiment for all of us and the work has to be done to fall in love with it instead of just trying to avoid it. So let's do some repetition together. With love, I leave behind the previous version of myself. I welcome the new version of myself and accept all that comes with this version of her. I'm at peace with the fact that life is a repetitive cycle of evolution and I enjoy the entire process of it. With love, I leave behind the previous version of myself. I welcome the new version of myself and accept all that comes with this version of her. I am at peace with the fact that life is a repetitive cycle of evolution and I enjoy the entire process of it. That is all for today's affirmations. Use these as you're undergoing an up-level. And if you are navigating through an up-level, listen to the episode right before this. I kind of share a little bit about my own up-leveling and what that was like. So I hope this episode and these affirmations help you, and I will see you next week. Bye.